So maybe you can just briefly comment on your 42-year-old man.
Yeah. So, you know, this is an unfortunate situation that we are often dealing with AML, you know, an otherwise healthy patient with proliferative disease who got into a remission and then went on to a transplant. And then 12 months after the transplant, after finally regaining a decent quality of life, floridly relapsed. We reinduced with a clofarabine-based regimen, and he was refractory. We reinduced with a fludarabine-based regimen, and he was again refractory. And now, you know, has had multiple intensive chemotherapy regimens and was dealing with consequences from that, prolonged hospital stays, infections, bleeding complications. And it was known from the outset that the patient had an IDH1 mutation. IDH1 by its nature is a stable early mutation. So when the disease relapses, almost always, or I think, I don't want to say always, but every time I've seen, the IDH1 or IDH2 comes back with it. And so that became an opportunity for us. This patient was given ivosidenib, and after 4 months, achieved a morphologic remission, less than 5% blast in the bone marrow. Didn't have necessarily count recovery, but that's enough for a stem cell transplant. And he did go to the second allogeneic stem cell transplant still pretty early on, and hopefully that will take. And he was bridged to what is now a potentially curative regimen when before with chemotherapy treatments, we had no options.
And did this man have any tolerability issues, any differentiation syndrome? And I was going to ask you, when you see differentiation syndrome, when does it usually occur?
Yeah. So this particular patient tolerated ivosidenib very well. And that's been our experience. There are some QT considerations with ivosidenib. This person didn't have any differentiation, no tumor lysis, or any other major complications. As it states in the case, it doesn't work immediately. So most times it takes a couple months for you to get your ideal response. And so you kind of have to stick with it. And in fact, Eytan Stein has published some really good data about how patients can evolve toward deeper and better responses. And in our New England Journal paper, we have data that ivosidenib can induce really deep responses, MRD negative responses even, which is an unusual finding for a low intensity therapy. And I forget the second part of your question. I'm sorry.
When does differentiation syndrome occur?
Oh, right. So, you know, we're conditioned to think about differentiation syndrome in the setting of APL. And in that scenario, it happens very early, within a day or days of introducing ATRA or arsenic. It's different for these IDH inhibitors. So you can see differentiation syndrome early, but you can also see it very late. I think the median time was around 30 days, actually. So it can happen early or it can happen late with this strategy. So you have to be very careful about that.